My name is Dennis Signolo. I'm Senior Coordinator for Education and Employment at Education International, EI, headquarters in Brussels, Belgium.
World Teachers' Day is coming up tomorrow, and the theme is Teachers for Gender Equality. Why was that theme chosen?
This theme was chosen for many, many good reasons. First of all, various studies conducted by Education International, but also by other agencies, indicate that the issue of gender equality still remains relevant today. We still have a number of girls around the world who have no access to education as we speak right now. But we also have situations in a number of countries where boys' performance is lagging behind. So this is the reason why Education International, together with partners, UNESCO and others, had to choose this theme in order to refocus on this important issue.
So some of the issues that you're focusing on for World Teachers' Day have to do with empowering teachers. Please tell me about that.
Absolutely. This is about empowering women and men so that they can deliver quality education to all learners, young children, the youth and adults. Now, the most important thing to mention here is that Education International and partners desire to see women empowered, and this means giving women skills as well as competencies in order to play a critical role in every sphere of education and development. And this means enabling women to pursue those careers which still have a shortage of women educators, for example, in the field of sciences and technology, mathematics education. So as Education International, we would like to see more women participate, but also participation of women in leadership positions is very critical. Leadership positions at school level, but also at managerial level within the ministries of education and higher education institutions. But also we want, as Education International, to urge governments in particular to create opportunities for girls to access quality education and to develop themselves in every sphere of life and to improve and develop to their full potential.
That sounds like an ongoing issue, encouraging girls to be more active. Which countries are you focusing on specifically, if there are a few?
Basically, World Teachers' Day is commemorated in different corners of the globe. Our member organizations, the teacher unions at country level, from the east to the west, the north to the south, organize activities nationally and locally. So basically, we are looking at different countries across the globe. But of course, we should not forget that issues of gender equality affect different parts of the world in different ways. For example, this remains a big issue in Africa, but also within the Arab region. If you are talking about the achievement of boys and girls, this is becoming an issue in the Caribbean, but also in developed countries. Basically, this is a worldwide campaign.
You mentioned earlier that the day is also commemorating the recognition of the 1966...
That's International Instruments, yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Actually, the 5th of October is the day when the ILO UNESCO recommendation concerning the status of teachers was adopted or developed in 1966. And then the second important instrument we actually refocus on World Teachers' Day is the UNESCO 1997 recommendation concerning the status of higher education teaching personnel. These two instruments are very important as they seek to improve the status of the teaching profession, but also the quality of the professionals within the profession.
You also mentioned that there was a shortage of male teachers.
Yes, particularly in early childhood education and basic education, there is a general shortage of male teachers. That is why, in our message for World Teachers Day this year, we are actually urging governments to facilitate the participation of men in early childhood education, but also encouraging those young people who would like to take up teaching as a career to also consider becoming early childhood educators. But we are also actually emphasizing the need to ensure that as we go higher, looking at vocational education and training and higher education and research, we need to see more women educators. So we need to see women participate at those levels of education as well.
Thank you so much for speaking with me, Mr. Sinyonyo. Is there anything you'd like to add before we close?
Yes, I just want to add that actually EI has had a continuous campaign on gender equality. In January this year, EI organized a big conference on the move for equality. So it had representatives from all over the world. And then we also had what we call the Global Action Week for Education, which took place in May this year. It also focused on gender, particularly on school girls' participation in education. Education International also had its 6th World Congress in Cape Town, South Africa in July this year. The issue of gender equality was also quite prominently addressed. So, in other words, this is an important campaign within EI and it's ongoing. And the World Teachers' Day is another important moment when we are raising this issue.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.